We started down this road back in January. We read stories about some of our students, and those stories included some pretty serious claims, and the claims were supposedly based on data. And once we received the data, we thought we had to take the claims seriously and really take a hard look at them. And now three experts have had a chance to do just that, and as the executive summary says, and I think as the reports themselves say, the experts haven't really found any evidence to support the claims that the stories were originally making.
So after the release of the data today, or the release of the reviews today, it seems like the central conclusion that we're drawing, or that these independent reviewers are drawing, is that there's really not a lot of evidence one way or the other in these numbers to say that these students are not college ready, that they are college ready. What is the next step beyond that? Because we're all concerned about making sure that student athletes and everyone who gets admitted to UNC is ready to do the work. So what is the next step beyond the review today?
You know, we're proud of the students we've admitted. We believe the students who are here are fully capable of doing the work that we ask them to do. So the next step for us, I think, is to continue to do what we've been doing now for many months, which is to work hard and work patiently and deliberately to try to make sure that we support and encourage every student here at Chapel Hill. We want to make sure that we're taking a really careful and hard look at all of the things that we're doing, especially with respect to student athletes, to make sure that they have the very best experience we can offer them. So I think what happens from this point forward is we continue to do the hard work that many of us on campus have been doing now for a long time.
We're speaking with Steve Farmer, Director of Undergraduate Admissions at UNC. Steve, I know you have to go in a minute, so just one more question. What is the status, or are you still engaged in conversations, or is the university still engaged in conversations with Mary Willingham? What is the status of that?
You know, I really don't think the data today are about any one person.
Mm-hmm.
I think the reports that we released today are the facts about the stories that came out back in January. You know, our focus is on our students and on trying to do right by them, and our focus is on trying to get better day by day.